Support for WPR comes from Milwaukee Film, presenting the 16th Annual Milwaukee Film Festival, featuring local, national, and international films, April 11th through the 25th. Tickets are at mkefilm.org.
Some students at UW-Milwaukee have a unique, affordable housing opportunity. They can choose to live at a senior living facility with room and board provided, as long as they share some of their skills with the elderly residents living there. It's one program of many nationwide that aims to bring people young and old together to share living quarters, reducing problems of loneliness for older adults and making more affordable housing available for younger people. Molly Hassler is currently the coordinator of the Student Artist in Residence program at UW-Milwaukee. She was an artist in residence herself from 2016 to 2018. Molly, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Well, how did you first hear about the Student Artist in Residence program and decide to give it a try?
I first heard about the Student Artist in Residence program from a friend and colleague that was also a Student Artist in Residence, or SAIR. I had really no prior experience working with older adults, but I was an art student that wanted to use my skills, so I thought I would sort of out of the blue apply to be a part of the program, and now I'm hooked. So,
and I know the program's changed a little. You didn't live at the center as the current SAIR participants do, but can you talk about the kind of art projects, the kind of experiences you had working with the seniors there?
Yeah, so our programming is sort of built around one goal or challenge for the entire year. I identified my goal with community mentor and also an arts activities mentor at East Castle Place that I wanted to get independent living residents and memory care residents more involved with each other. So an example of the programming I provided was a poetry group, a weekly poetry group with an independent living resident in memory care. And then, of course, I also did more hands-on arts activities like fabric marbling and weaving and things like that.
And the key to this project sounds to me like you're not there, the artists aren't there to entertain the residents. They are there to help harness the creativity of the residents and make them artists themselves, right?
Right. It's more of a fully immersive and completely like multi-generational, cross-cultural learning experience for the students, and it's just more so to bring the artistry out in the residents and use artistic thinking and innovative thinking to really make the experience for the residents enjoyable and sustainable even after the artists and residents leave.
And as the artist yourself, what did you get out of the experience?
Just a lot of community building experience. I left the program with a lot more comprehensive idea of what it means to be a working artist and what it means to be a community artist.
Now let's take it to what the project looks like now. The artists in residence are actually literally in residence, right?
Correct. So we have 5 students currently in the program and 4 of them live in the community.
And why was that something you added to the project?
That has sort of been in the project all along. I just didn't live in residence. The first artist in residence living in the community started 3 years ago during my second year of the residency program.
And what's the goal of actually having the student artist living at the actual senior center?
Well, it provides innovative and diverse programming for the residents, and they receive opportunities for growth, you know, through self-expression and collaboration that they wouldn't necessarily receive or even come up with as activities directors without sort of this innovative thinking that comes from, you know, having an art student living in the community itself.
I want to bring on a caller. Cindy is with us in Appleton. Cindy, hi.
Hello. What a thinking out of the box idea. I think this is just brilliant. I mean, what a great way for the older generation to sort of adopt a grandchild and for the younger generation to sort of adopt a grandparent and learn about the history of them and vice versa. I just think this is just brilliant.
Well, thank you. If I had a dollar for every time I went into East Castle Place and somebody asked, whose granddaughter are you, I might be able to pay off my tuition.
Cindy, thanks a lot for the call. But, you know, in a lot of ways, we as a society segregate ourselves by age, right? The seniors live with the seniors. The college students live in dorms or apartments with the college students. This is a way to break some of those barriers, right?
Yeah, definitely. And there's also silos even within the retirement communities themselves. So there's even further iterations of isolation from each other based on ability and memory and things like that.
Now let's talk about some of the art projects. You mentioned poetry writing with the seniors. Talk about what they said after you'd worked with them on poetry writing and they were creating their own stuff.
Yeah, we actually started calling the poetry group the See Where It Goes Poets. The poetry group was comprised primarily of folks that had dementia and memory loss. So we based our poems off of objects or seasons, things like this, to emphasize imagination versus memory recalling. And we had a great time. There was laughter all around. Sometimes we would base a poem off of a person in the community, things like that. So the See Where It Goes Poets, even though I'm not there anymore, they're still writing. So
that's great. And can you talk about some of the other art projects that the other participants in the SARE program have worked on with seniors?
Yeah. So we draw from all areas of the art school. So we have theater people, dancers, filmmakers, painters, etc. Right now, one student artist in residence is currently writing a play at Luther Manor with some of the independent living residents. We've had non-traditional painting, so painting with brush and sticks and sponges, things like this. What else have we had? A pass it along dance routine from memory care to the health center to independent living. And then at the end of the year, there's a dance routine that is comprised of all of the areas of the retirement community, just for some examples of other projects that are going on.
And Molly, it sounds like this has been a hit. Is there talk about expanding, bringing more art students into more senior centers around the area?
Of course, we're always looking to expand our partnerships. Next year, we've added one more community partner in West Dallas, and we're always recruiting new students to the program and new community organizations. So,
and what have you heard from other people who are like yourself, graduates of the program? What kind of experiences have they talked about coming out with?
They're kind of the same as me, cannot stop working with community organizations. A lot of us came into art school thinking we were going to come out as studio artists or only studio artists, and now a lot of us have either a studio practice and a community arts engagement practice, and are actively working on new projects in the community, whether they be it with older adults or another population, but we're always working in Milwaukee. This is our city. We really love it. So,
Molly, thanks a lot for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Molly Hassler is the coordinator of the Student Artist in Residence program at UW-Milwaukee. It places students in senior living facilities to live and work with the residents there. She was an artist in residence herself from 2016 to 2018. Coming up, a presidential hopeful wants the country to provide universal child care, and there are various proposals in Congress on those issues. We'll learn more about these proposals, the impact they could have on families, and hear about the challenges parents have here in Wisconsin finding affordable, quality child care.